Welcome to another episode with Latina Self-Love Talk. Today we're going to be talking about watching our response. The way we respond to people shows the power they hold over you. I've been thinking about this in many levels, in every type of relationship we encounter. I'm teaching myself to really question if everything needs a reaction from me. It's important to stand back and observe, because my peace is much more important and needed. Every time we let someone take that power from us, it's draining and our self-esteem lowers. For instance, I had a friend who called me last night. She was upset about a guy she was seeing and his decision on disappearing whenever he felt like it. I told her, listen, let's sit back and think. Is this bringing you peace or chaos in your life? As I spoke to her, I was speaking to myself. Many situations we encounter and know they are taking over our power, we keep writing it out like it will change. All we need to do is observe their behaviors and patterns. And if it's affecting us, then we're the ones that need to change the situation. To keep our peace, we might just have to walk away and get our power back. Situations like this can be so draining to our soul. Consider why power is important to you. Thinking about this myself, power is important to me because I am able to control myself and my reactions, and no one or nothing will shift and move me in any way. Power helps us take over our thoughts that could drive us to a good or a bad state of mind, depending how strong you are with the situation you're facing. Overthinking any situation or anything becomes exhausting because we lose power. Self-care is taking your power back. Once you decide to take your power back, all challenges start to lose power. Whatever you might be facing, within that, you will find peace. A quote I read the other day said, "Stop fighting yourself and start fighting for yourself." This quote hit home for me because the more I worry about anything I'm facing, it should not consume me. I need to observe, step back, and think of ways to gain my power and get through the situation in whatever way it benefits my mental health. Each day, we should be trying to improve ourselves and becoming our best selves, and always helping others understand and know our boundaries in order to keep our power.